You know, everybody would do well to spend a little time in the book of Jeremiah because it's got great advice for modern living, even though it was written so long ago. Listen to what it says in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13. "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." The amazing thing about God is that in spite of the fact that He isn't always obvious, He's never hard to find. I don't know about you, but sometimes I've wished that God would just show Himself more. When you read through the Bible, it seems like He's showing up on every page, parting the Red Sea, making the sun stand still, raising the dead, and so on. But in day-to-day life in the 21st century, we don't always get to see those sorts of really big miracles. Now, don't get me wrong, I have seen miraculous things, but still sometimes you wish that God would just show Himself more. And of course, that's almost always the case when you find yourself challenged by a vehement atheist, the kind of person who has a bone to pick with Christians, who's almost always daring God to show Himself. Like Goliath, taunting the God of Israel in the face of the Hebrew army, these people shake their fist at God's people, laughing at the fact that none of their prayers have been able to convert the atheists. Of course, one of the atheists' critical mistakes is their understanding of God's character. And they behave as if God has a need to defend His existence. They seem to think that if God exists, He wouldn't be able to resist the temptation to part the clouds and just show Himself to everybody. But this kind of thinking is critically flawed, and it completely ignores the personality of God that's portrayed in the pages of the Bible. For example, think about our passage for today. It says that God wants to be found, but not just by anybody. "You will seek me and find me," it says, "when you search for me with all your heart." You see, we're quick to forget that God is not merely an entity. He's also a person. He doesn't want a factual relationship with us. He wants a personal relationship. And that desire is so strong that one member of the Godhead has forever taken on human form to become a mediator between God and man. God doesn't just want you to know He exists. He wants you to actually know Him. And because He never forces anybody, and because He's more interested in a father-child relationship than a slave-master relationship, He waits for you to look for Him. In other words, God wants you to want to find Him. And nobody who has ever sincerely gone looking for God has ever been disappointed. It may not happen the way you think or at the time you want, but you've got to understand that when you're dealing with an infinite mind, God's schedule and methods may not match your expectations. Still, though, the promise is a rock-solid guarantee. When you look for God, when you search for Him with all your heart, you will find Him. Of course, that means really searching for Him with all your heart. If you're looking to prove God for your own selfish reasons, you might not find what you're looking for. But if it's done with all your heart, you're going to hear His voice. I can guarantee it because the Bible guarantees it. And besides, there is so much great stuff that happens when you search for God with all your heart. Daily searching really is just a better way to live.